Seth's Pod, episode. It's recording. Abby's got a recording. I'm recording.
Sweet.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Whenever you're listening, this is your Ranger Sports Report. I am Seth Lopez, followed by my colleague Aiden Hatch.
What's up, everyone?
Today we got a doozy for you, starting off with talking to Isaac Mendoza about wrestling and then passing it on to Aiden for upcoming games. Let's jump right into it with talking sports. Isaac, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a kid from Visalia. I've been wrestling all my life. I've had ups and downs. Nothing really much special about me, just an average kid.
What class do you wrestle in?
106.
Okay. What has wrestling been like this year with COVID?
I would say kind of hectic, crazy, and a bit fun lately. So.
How often do you guys have to get tested?
Once a week. Oh, okay. Every week.
Wow.
Does it kind of get like, does it toll on you, or
nope.
You're all right by now?
It kind of grows on you, really, but it hasn't really taken a toll on me yet. So.
How long have you been wrestling, and do you wrestle like outside of school?
I've been wrestling since I was 5 years old, maybe. So it would probably be 10 years now. I did in the beginning, because Redwood before used to had like a kids group, kind of, and it was called the Rangers Wrestling Club or something like that. And I used to wrestle a lot there, and Coach Watts was the main coach there. And now that I'm in high school, I don't have like an outside team. It's just mainly Redwood. So.
Was it kind of like Pee Wee's, like, you know,
kinda,
how, like,
yeah.
We have a mini cowhide and
like
stuff
that.
Like that?
Yeah.
What is your record this year?
Cranford, like, I don't know. Off my top of my head, I don't know.
What has been your best match, and what has been your worst match?
My worst match, probably this past week, I would say. And then my best match, I would say my first tournament, or my first I forgot what it was called, but my first tournament, going for first match, I would say.
Do you want to walk us through that match?
I go through the match. I win two matches before that, so to get myself into that place, and then I'm going against the number 5 kid in the state, barely lost by 1 point. I think I shook the kid, but I have no idea how he felt after that match, but it was pretty crazy.
And who were you wrestling against?
Number 5 kid in the state, Gilroy, I forgot his name.
What school?
Gilroy High School?
Oh, Gilroy High School.
Yeah.
That wasn't his last
name.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, that's kind of an odd last name.
Yeah.
Who has really been helping you out this year? If you have any questions or advice, who do you go and talk to?
Coach Wright, mostly.
Coach Wright, that's your man?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have a tight relationship, you can talk to him?
Pretty tight, yeah. Cool guy. If you ever need anything from him, he's pretty cool.
Is that your like head varsity coach, or is it?
I think it's assistant coach. I have no idea on that situation, but yeah.
Nice. Do you have anything you would like the listeners to know about?
No, not really. Not much.
For anyone who has never been to a wrestling match, why should they go?
Why should they go is because of how intense the matches get and how close they could be. Because one point can change everything.
Do you like feed off the crowd, or are you mostly just?
Oh yeah, for sure. it's a big game changer when you have a whole crowd there, and it's that one final match that dictates who's the winner and who's the loser in a duel.
All right, thank you. I would now like to pass it on to Aiden for upcoming games.
Sweet. So this week we actually have quite a bit going on. Tuesday, January 18th. Boys basketball plays against Hanford. Varsity starts at 7:30. Wednesday, January 19th, girls soccer will be playing against Hanford again. Varsity starts at 6 p.m. and the Redwood Gigantea will be live streaming. So look out for that. And then Friday, January 21st, we have two games against LD. We have boys basketball and girls soccer. Varsity basketball starts at 7:30, and then varsity soccer starts at 6 p.m. And that's it for the week.
All right. I would like to thank everyone who's listening right now, as well as Isaac, for coming on the show and talking. That's all I have for today. Get sporty.